Hello, and welcome to the Divorce Woman's Guide podcast, where we talk about the things us divorcees are thinking, but not always talking about, as we turn our divorce into the best gift you've ever been given. And I do so with a little bit of sass and a whole lot of class. I am your host, Wendy Sterling, founder of The Divorce Rehab. I am here to support you in this transition phase of your life so you can start your new, best chapter on your own terms. After all, that's what I did after my own divorce. And now it is my mission to change the conversation around divorce and help you see why your divorce, like mine, was the best gift you ever received. Hi, everybody, and welcome to another episode of the Divorce Woman's Guide podcast. How are you guys doing today? Oh my goodness, I'm so happy you guys are here because I want to talk to you guys about three different co-parenting myths, and I'm going to debunk them for you guys right now. The reason I wanted to talk about co-parenting is because in just a couple of days, I have got a co-parenting apart summit that is going to be happening. That is on Friday, October 22nd. So if you have the opportunity to sign up, please feel free to do so. And if you are listening to this after the fact, please don't worry. There is an option for a replay. So you can still go to coparentingsummit.com to get access. So let's get back to talking about those co-parenting myths that I'm going to debunk for you guys right now. So as I'm sure each and every one of you know, there is no shortage of information across the interwebs and on books and social media and in Google regarding co-parenting post-divorce. And while I know that there is no one-size-fits-all plan, everyone's story is unique and special, and common beliefs end up contributing to increased contention, chaos, and calamity. The reason being is that, well, if other people are doing this, well, why can't we do this? And so what my goal with today's podcast is to help guide you guys towards a more calm, a feeling of being more in control of your co-parenting relationship and just allowing you to have composure as you are engaging with your co-parent. So here we go. I'm going to set the record straight and debunk three common co-parenting myths. Okay. Number one, you guys are going to actually want to write this one down. So if you're driving or walking, you know, pull open your notes, or when you stop driving, come back and listen to this. But number one is, we all think that we need more information, like gimme, gimme, gimme more. The more free stuff, the more podcasts, the more, you know, books I read, the more free things that I do, I am going to get the right co-parenting tool. Okay, guys, it's not that you need more information. Okay, what you need is the right information from a trusted source, a trusted authority. The internet is alive and unwell with a lot of different co-parenting forums, groups, social media. And the problem is that a lot of the content can sometimes be unmonitored. And those of us who are already feeling struggle in our co-parenting relationship, we scroll through more of those stories. And so what does that do? It actually starts feeding that wound. It leads to you getting more angry and hopeless. So I want to invite you guys to just kind of be a little bit cautious, right? More information isn't necessarily better. It's about having the right information. So the co-parenting truth on this is to actually get your co-parenting information from a qualified professional who will help keep you focused on what works best for you. And that is going to be based on what it is that you have control over, not what you don't have control over. Okay. That's debunk myth number one. Number two, well, you are just not trying hard enough to compromise. Oh my goodness, you guys, have you ever tried to move a mountain with the tip of your finger? Right? Now, let me say, compromise is important. However, compromising is something that is learned. It is something that happens when you are maintaining your own homeostasis, where you create your boundaries and knowing what compromise looks like, staying on your side of the fence. And if any of you are dealing with a narcissistic ex or an ex who has narcissistic characteristics or perhaps is a sociopath, this gets a little tricky. Compromise gets a little bit tricky. And so what it is that you get to do instead, so here's that co-parenting truth, is to reframe what compromise means to you, okay? 50-50 can sometimes be a misnomer when it comes to co-parenting. And so what I always say is that there is always a place to meet in the middle-ish, okay? There is a place to meet in the middle-ish when there is conflict. So resolution is possible. You're not always going to be heard. So my advice to each and every one of you guys is to make sure that, are you really justified in what you're fighting for, right? Pick your battles. And I can't tell you guys how many times I hear my clients say, I'm just so tired. I feel like I have to give in on everything. Why doesn't he or she listen to me? It's a common sentiment. I get it. And you've already been through the ringer, okay? But if it's a choice that, is it something that's like really ride or die, guys? Is it really going to matter in the long run? Or is this somewhere where you can just be like, you know what? Fine, right? Reframe your definition of compromise. And number three is, three myth is, and this one I was guilty of. Wow, was I guilty of this? Well, you need to be more firm or more loud. or perhaps some of you are on the opposite side of the spectrum where you need to be more quiet in order for things to fall into place. Well, the co-parenting truth on this, you guys, is that unfortunately, neither is going to work for you, okay? But what you do have control over is creating peace and calm versus disarray. So what I always like to say is that try to detach yourself from the drama and focus on problem solving instead. And that comes from having boundaries in place and having boundaries around not just with your ex-spouse, but also with your kids. Okay. Boundaries are incredibly important for you to know kind of that firm yet flexible, that healthy boundary place where you will actually be heard when you are speaking from an I am or an I feel instead of pointing a finger and saying you. Okay. I hope everything that you guys heard me say today ladders back up to this. It always comes back to your kids. And I know everybody says that, okay? But I will tell you that I know each and every one of you loves your kids more than you actually despise your ex-spouse. And you get to start making it all about your kids. So remember, you guys, you don't need more information. You need the right information. You need the right amount of facts coupled with solid problem solving techniques. And that is where engaging somebody who is a professional can support you in that process. And just as it happens to have, guys, I am launching and announcing my co-parenting course during the summit, and then I will be talking about it from there on after. So if you guys want to get some more information about my co-parenting course, how it is that I am going to help you guys navigate this process, because man, was it bumpy for me. I went from having a parallel parenting relationship to one where we are co-parenting and probably better friends today than we were our last couple of years of marriage. And we always co-parent. Now, that doesn't mean that there aren't times where we will parallel parent, you know, here and there, and that's totally fine. Parallel parenting is actually a form of co-parenting. But at the end of the day, both my ex-spouse and I always remember to keep our boys in the center of all of our decisions. And I always make sure that I have the right information, not more information. So hope you guys enjoyed today's episode. Sending you all tons of love, light, and joy as always. Mwah! Bye, everybody.
Thanks for tuning in to another episode of the Divorced Woman's Guide podcast. If you like what you hear, please share this episode with someone you know or spread the word on social media. This is how I reach more divorcees around the world and provide them with the support they need to create their next best life. And I would also love to continue the conversation with you. So please friend me on Facebook, join my private Facebook group, The Divorce Rehab, and follow me on Instagram at Divorce Rehab with Wendy. I'll see you next time.